I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How good it is to see all of you. Only one regret, that this hall should be full, yet it's not. Does it cause any regret in you? Day of all the days, the best. Of all the 7 days, this is the best. You ask me, why? Why is it? Every day is good, isn't it? Oh, this is a foretaste of our everlasting dwelling in eternity with the Savior. Do you know this? Of course you know it. But we don't think of it. When you think of it, and when the rest who are not present here tonight think of it, they will all want to come here because this is a foretaste. This is a prelude to our everlasting dwelling in the place that God has prepared for you and for me. Oh, it is a blessed thought. The Holy Sabbath is a prelude, a preview, a foretaste. Now that is for your encouragement, and to thank you all for coming. Now, coming to tonight's topic, dinosaurs. My interest in dinosaurs was aroused by my granddaughter when she was just about 2 or 3. Somehow she got interested in dinosaurs, and that also stirred me to be interested in this, in many ways, a non-existent animal. Have you seen one? Answer is no, of course. It's not like a dog or cat, but a dinosaur. Why are we talking about dinosaurs? Well, just because we haven't seen it. It's quite interesting to look into it. So I have chosen tonight to talk about dinosaurs. What are they? We know very little about them, except they are very curious things. They're monsters, at least those we know. And I'm going to show you some pictures, OHPs as usual, in the prehistoric age of OHPs. You're going to see some prehistoric animals. In many ways, dinosaurs are a mystery. You agree? Yes. Simply because we do not know much about dinosaurs. So I say, the dinosaur mystery tonight will be disclosed and enlightened to all of us. On the whole, we think of them as large creatures. When you see them, you don't like to see them very much because they're very ugly creatures. They're large monsters, and thank God we never see them alive running around the place, you know, because if they do, one of them can fill almost this hall from end to end. Do you know that? It's about 100 feet and 40 feet tall. The tallest man is about 7 feet. But this is 3 times the average height of man. So it is a fearsome monster. Where did they come from? All creatures were created by God, the Creator. That one we should all settle in our mind, simply because it is true. Sadly, many people today who pride themselves on being intellectual, very well educated, and they choose to believe that these things came from nothing. Amazing. That something can come from nothing, something alive and dead and fearsome can come from dead matter. So I'm here to share with you the knowledge out of God's word and our faith that God has given to us, to understand that all the things you see have a cause, and all the causes trace back to one cause. What is that? We call it the first cause. Everything you see has a cause. This little instrument here, this table has a cause. You say a carpenter made the table, of course. Nobody disputes it. And so on and so forth. Except when it comes to living things. There are certain people who call themselves scientists. They choose to believe that these things evolved. A word that has got immense connotation of a certain belief that people cling on to. And they can be magnates, powerful people, intelligent people who choose to believe that life came from dead matter, beginning with a big bang. And billions of years ago. All right, we will not debate that one. It's so foolish to spend time to talk about those things. Now we talk about this dinosaur monster. Where did they come from? God made them, obviously. Without him was not anything made that was made. Without him was not any life made that was made from previous existing life. Today, do we see dinosaurs? No. You will not see one even. But do you see them? Yes, dead ones. Are they preserved dead dinosaurs? Yes and no. Yes and no. If you have a pet dog or a cat, which you love very much, you can take it to the, I don't know what you call them, people who preserve. And they can preserve your cat and your dog and bring back to you. It looks exactly the same, almost lifelike. They can preserve them. Then you can have the animal. Today we see many preserved dinosaurs. Not exactly as your cat or dog, you know. Because these animals, which are recreated, are built upon skeletons, which I'll explain to you. And the flesh is non-existent. You look at the dinosaur, it looks like it's got meat and so on. And it looks a creature with bone and flesh, flesh and bone. Please understand, all the so-called flesh is stuffing with whatever synthetic material. In order to give it bulk, the only thing that is from the dinosaur are the bones, please understand. All right. So today we only have fossils. I'm going to explain to you what are fossils. How do they come about? All right. So, next question is, what is a fossil? Do not take it as the figurative word fossil, because you are so old-fashioned, they say, hey, you are a fossil. Because you're so old-fashioned, you never progress. You're not progressive. So some people are being referred to, hey, that old fossil. It is a derogatory term. But actually, this is a scientific term. A fossil is the petrified remains of a once living creature. All right, that is the definition. Petrified. You say, what is petrified? I never heard the name. Do you know? When you go to the petrol station, you say, put in some gas. What are you putting in? Petroleum. All right, you get the root word there, petra, or petrified. You're so frightened, you are frozen to the stop, to the spot. You are like a stone. You say, that fellow is petrified. Now you get the idea of what you mean by petrified. You become like stone. You don't move. These animals are recreated, made from bones that are found in the ground, and together they are made up again with stuffing and with covering, but inside is the skeleton that holds up the whole animal. So if you go to the museum, you may see a dinosaur that tall, that big, that long, that fat. Most of it is built up. It's only the skeleton that is the original thing that has been made solid by the process of fossilization. How does a creature get fossilized, do you know? First, it must be a living creature that died. And when it died, it must be rapidly soaked in a solution that has petrifying chemicals. The most common one we hear about is silica. And then there's calcite and petrite. These common chemicals in solution, if they come into contact with the dead matter, dead person, or dead creature, can cause the bones and the certain parts of the tissue to solidify and become stone-like. That is fossilization. Fossilization is the petrification to make stone-like the remains of once living things like plants and animals. You can see plants that are petrified and they are hard as stone, but you know it is the remains of a plant. Here you see this creature, which I will show you in a moment, dug up from underground, and the bone has been petrified and made solid like rock. So-called scientists speculate. You get the animal, this bone, and build up, and they begin to guess. Speculation is guesswork. You sit in the laboratory, you sit in your office, in your study, and you begin to think, imagine, and concoct and invent theories about how these dinosaurs came about. That is called speculation. And because they have got PhD, DSc, and all kinds of high-sounding degrees, and because they sit in the ivory tower, you venerate them. You think they are like little gods. What they say must be true. Why? They got degrees, but you don't have. So this is the problem. A lot of what they call pulling wool over your eyes. And you say, yes, must be so. Why? He's a professor, what? So you believe. Dear friends, do not be mistaken. Do not be deceived. So these people say, ah, these monsters. At one time, 165 million years ago. Ask them, do you understand what is a million years? Do you understand what is 100 years? Can you live 100 years? And a million is, well, I cannot count it in terms of how many years. A lot of years. I'm going to be near 100 soon. And when I look back, I can think of the time when I was a little child. Yes. How long ago? Nearly 90 years ago. Yes. I can imagine that. Can you imagine 1 million? Total nonsense. And yet people say, oh, that dinosaur lived 165 million years ago. At that time, on earth, they were the masters. They roam around, nobody dare touch them. So this is the theory. But you know, our Creator has laid down the law. Never at any time did animals rule the earth. Please understand, not tigers or leopards or dinosaurs. It has always been man, Homo sapiens, you and I. Why, you say? Why? Simply because the Creator said so. Of all the creatures, only man received the image and likeness of God. Only man was breathed in by the Spirit of God and given a soul and given intelligence that man is able to create in that sense, that we can build houses, build spacecraft to go to the moon and so on. Only man. Do you know that other than man, no animal can communicate intelligently? Do you know that? You see, what but the tigers and lions, they can roar and they can communicate. In a sense, yes. They can only make a sound to sound like they are very angry, very hungry, very happy, possible. Very crude expressions they are capable. But only man is capable of remembering, writing, typewriting, communicate with a computer, and do many other creative jobs and inventions. Only man. Why? To say that dinosaurs rule the earth and all men were cringing and frightening and taking shelter in homes, dare not come out because, why? Dinosaurs are about the streets and they are roaming around. They rule us. I said, that is the biggest nonsense ever spoken on the planet Earth. All right, this is out of the book. And they can write anything they like. They can publish because they got PhD, Doctor of Phys. What do you have? You got nothing. So that is the problem. God has said so, and man has dominion. Ever seen a dog leading a man? He says, animals roam the earth. Now they say, dinosaurs control the earth, control society. I say, that kind of nonsense, people will want to believe. And they say, we are intellectual, you know, progressive. But God says, let men have dominion, because only man has the characteristics and the intelligence given by God to create, to build, to remember, to communicate. Now here is one dinosaur being created, being made up. You see how tall it is. And all that came out of the ground is bones. In pieces, these are joined together. As you can see, two men, one up the ladder, and they're using instruments to join together the bony parts so that this carcass or the skeleton of a dinosaur takes shape. And after the skeleton has taken shape, they will begin to pad it, to give it some flesh, as it were. So this is how a dinosaur comes about, by rebuilding, recreating. As I said, a full-grown dinosaur, these are all built from bones, please understand. And then people pad it back and make it look like it's real alive. And you think that fellow is swimming in a big pool of water. No. It's dead in the ground. And people have reconstructed and then put it up as a real thing. So here are different kinds of these dinosaurs. If you want to know what it means, a dinosaur, you see, it's a terrible lizard. All right, that is the synonym explained to you. It's a terrible lizard. Look at him. You like him? And he ruled, according to these scientists, he ruled the earth. Men were just little tumbies running around, frightened of them. Of course, you'd be frightened if they were around like this. Look at that. With horns and scaly skin, like armor plate, you know. This is terrifying. Look at the teeth. You go near there, they'll eat you up. So people would like to believe that these creatures rule the earth, dominated over man. Here is another one, eating the vegetation. All right, now, your notes. Please look at your notes. I will follow my notes quite closely. Dinosaurs are a class of extinct reptiles. In other words, you cannot go and find a live dinosaur. All that you can see are made up models in museums. And the biggest one is 40 feet tall, 80 or more feet long. As mentioned, they are all extinct. They don't roam around anymore. All the models you see are built up by scientists. Page 2. Were they in the flood? Answer, yes, very likely. That they went into the ark according as God commanded. All the animals went in two by two. At this point, maybe I explain to you. You see, how on earth could tigers and lions and leopards and dinosaurs, quai-quai like that, can go in? So obedient. Please understand, wildness of animals came after the flood, please understand. Before the flood, they were all tame, all of them. God created them tame. Genesis chapter 1, verse 35 says, "And God saw all that He had created, and it was very good." Understand? Very good means they don't bite each other, they don't harm each other. Why is it? Because God made them so. Then how did they become wild? After the flood, then God says, "Now, you animals, I allow you to eat flesh." In other words, big animals and the fierce ones begin to bite and to harm and to eat up the smaller ones. And from that day, animals became wild and men unfriendly. That's how you don't go and take a cobra and play with it. You get bitten. This is because of the sin of man. And everything became bad. Now, page 2, please follow, para 2. Did the animals, the dinosaurs, enter the ark? Yes, because every animal on earth went in 2 by 2. They were tame, and the Creator commanded. He said, "How come? I never knew God could command animals." Hey, please understand. Elijah was hungry in a famine. God sent ravens. You know what is ravens? They look like crows, black birds. And they brought meat every day to feed this man called Elijah. Do you know that? All right, so stop arguing. God can do more than you think. Can cause ass to talk to Balaam. God can do marvelous things, except to fail. God succeeds in whatever He determines to do. All right. Page 2, bottom. The fossilization of dinosaurs. I mentioned to you that this fossilization takes place rapidly. It's not over millions of years, no. Over a few days, maybe a month, maybe a year, possibly. But in a short while, these chemical products, fifth line from the top, silica, calcite, pyrite, all these impregnate into the bones, make the bones like stone. This is called petrification and fossilization. Now, there is a man called Dr. Gish in the middle of this page 3, and he is the foremost creation scientist in America. And he's written books, he with great authority, and he says, para 2 from the bottom, we know that God created dinosaurs because all things are created by God, including dinosaurs. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 3, you can read for yourself at the bottom, page 3. Now, is there anything described in the Bible that resembles a dinosaur? Answer is yes. Yes. Page 4 now. Page 4. Para 2 from the bottom. If you read the book of Job, chapter 40 and 41, you find a strange name called Behemoth. In Job chapter 40, reading verses 15 to 24, and I've reproduced this passage of scripture in the bottom paragraph of page 4, take home and read it. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee. He is grass like an ox, but he's very big and very strong, etc. You can read this. So Behemoth is believed to be a dinosaur in the old days. Is there anything else? Another name that is suggestive and resembles a dinosaur is Leviathan, page 5, third para from the bottom. Alright, you see. Job tells us about another great animal called Leviathan that live in water. Some of you have been to Scotland and sailed in a lake called Loch Ness. Do you remember? There is a legend that out of the water, from time to time, a very strange, very big monster appears, like a dragon. And people believe this could be a remnant descendant of the Leviathan. Where? In Scotland. Next time you go to Scotland, go and sail on the Lake Loch Ness. And you may see the monster called the Loch Ness Monster. It is believed that that monster could be a Leviathan. Here it is. Read all you like out of the book of Job, chapter 41. All 34 verses are very interesting about a very fearsome beast. Now, page 6 and the end of it coming now. When did this dinosaur live? It is believed very long ago, before even the days of Moses, since there is no mention at that time of Ten Commandments. So it, in that writing, nothing to give us a clue about the time frame, but it is guesswork in many ways. It was before Moses. So para 2 from the bottom of page 6 says, most scholars would place Job around 2000 BC, which is 4000 years before now, after the flood of Noah, but before the great cities were built. Now I read to you the last paragraph of page 6. The animals described in the book of Job were alive after the flood. No dinosaurs, as far as we can determine, have survived till today. Today you don't go around to the jungles and meet an animal that you say, ha, that is the dinosaur. You won't. You will not. You may see tigers and leopards and other, but no Leviathan or Behemoth. Line 3. The Leviathan is possibly the dragon of legends. There are many stories written of old times. For example, in England, there was a St. George who rides a horse and in shining armor with a long spear, and he kills a dragon. You all see that in picture books? Of course. Children enjoy reading about dragons being killed by St. George. So possibly the Leviathan was the dragon. It was like a dragon. They can breathe out fire from the nostrils. Today you don't see any dinosaurs. If you do see something that is called a dinosaur, it is built up from a skeleton. Why are we interested? We are interested to debunk the theories of the so-called scientists to say that, 165 million years ago, dinosaurs ruled the earth, and they were kings of society, and men were very frightened of them. No such thing at all, because God made men as in His own image, after His likeness, with His intellect and intelligence to rule and dominate all animals. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, may Thy Spirit teach us out of Thy holy book to know that Thou art almighty and all-powerful and all-wise. And Thou hast created man in Thy own image and saved us by the death and shedding of the blood of Thy own Son to save us from our sins, to give us life everlasting, that we may all one day be gathered together with Thee in the place in heaven. O Lord, may Thy Spirit strengthen our faith, especially of the younger people here, that they will all understand God is a wonderful living God who loves us and gave Himself for us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.